Chapter 3.
"And you're sure there were fairies?" Bob the Skull asked. I scowled. How many other things get their blood set on fire when it touches iron and steel, Bob? Yes, I think I know a fairy when I get my nose broken by one. I was down in my lab, which was accessed by means of a trapdoor in my basement apartment's living room and a folding wooden stepladder. It's a concrete box of a room, deep enough under the rest of the boarding house I live in to be perpetually cool. In the summer, that's nice. Come winter, not so much. The lab consisted of a wooden table running down the center of the room and was surrounded on three sides by tables and workbenches against the outer wall of the room, leaving a narrow walkway around the table. The workbenches were littered with the tools of the trade, and I'd installed those white wire shelving units you can get pretty cheap at Walmart on the walls above the benches, creating more storage space. The shelves were covered with an enormous variety of containers, from a lead-lined box to burlap bags, from Tupperware to a leather pouch made from the genital sac of, I kid you not, an actual African lion. It was a gift, don't ask. Candles burned around the room, giving it light and twinkling off the pewter miniature buildings on the center table, a scale model of the city of Chicago. I brought down a single writing desk for Molly, all the room I had to spare, and her own notebooks and slowly accumulating collection of gear managed to stay neatly organized despite the tiny space.
"Well, it looks like someone is holding Arctis Tor against you," Bob said.
The skull, its eye sockets glowing with orange flickers of light like candles you couldn't quite see, sat on its own shelf on the uncluttered wall. Half a dozen paperback romance novels littered the shelf around it, and a seventh had fallen from the shelf and now lay on the floor, obscuring a portion of the silver summoning circle I'd installed there.
"Fairies don't ever forget a grudge, boss."
I shook my head at the skull, scooped up the fallen book and put it back on the shelf. "You ever heard of anything like these guys?"
"My knowledge of the fairy realms is mostly limited to the winter end of things," Bob said. "These guys don't sound like anything I've run into."
"Then why would they be holding the fight at Arctis Tor against me, Bob?" I asked. "Hell, we weren't even the ones who really assaulted Winter's capital. We just walked in on the aftermath and picked a fight with some of Winter's errand boys who had swiped Molly."
"Maybe some of the Winter She hired out the Vengeance gig as contract labor. These could have been wild fae, you know. There's a lot more wild than anything else. There could have been satyrs."
His eyelights brightened.
"Did you see any nymphs? If there are satyrs, there's bound to be a nymph or two somewhere close."
"No, Bob."
"Are you sure? Naked girl, drop-dead gorgeous, old enough to know better and young enough not to care?"
"I'd have remembered that if I'd seen it," I said.
"Feh," Bob said, his eyelights dwindling in disappointment. "You can't do anything right, Harry."
I rubbed my hand against the back of my neck. It didn't make it hurt any less, but it gave me something to do. "I've seen these goat guys, or read about them before," I said. "Or at least something close to them. Where did I put those texts on the near reaches of the Never Never?"
"North wall, green plastic box under the workbench," Bob provided immediately.
"Thanks," I said. I dragged out the heavy plastic storage box. It was filled with books, most of them leather-bound, handwritten treatises on various supernatural topics, except for one book that was a compilation of Calvin and Hobbes comic strips.
How had that gotten in there?
I picked up several of the books, carried them to the part of the table that was modeled as Lake Michigan, and set them down. Then I pulled up my stool and started flipping through them.
"How was the trip to Dallas?" Bob asked.
Fine. Someone was being stalked by a black dog. I glanced up at the map of the United States hanging on the wall beneath Bob's shelf on a thick piece of poster board.